Quickly, the surah we want to discuss is إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. There's 2 points we will mention of the surah. May Allah Tabarakala make it beneficial for all of us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has given now 8 years in Medina Munawwara. 13 years was Makkah Mukarrama. Hardly he saw results of his da'wah. But he was very calm. He comes into Medina Munawwara. In the beginning it's war after war. Finally there's a treaty. The treaty takes place. And in the 8th year of Hijri, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam now starts going as the conqueror of Makkah Mukarrama. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْ means when the help of Allah and victory will come. And you will see people entering into the deen of Allah in jamaats after jamaats. When this was revealed at the beginning, the first time it was revealed for the Sahaba, it was so exciting. Because up till now, they're waiting for the promise of Allah, waiting, but they're not seeing any results. So when this verse is revealed, when the help of Allah will come, they become so excited. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu starts crying. Someone will say, what is wrong with him? He's crying. But he was crying because he knew that now the mission is on its final. All the effort was done, but you don't ever show a result. So one alim gave a nice example of this year, and then from here we're going to take a unique lesson. He says, you see, a king calls a very great engineer. And he says, this is a project of 15 years. 15-year project. But it's only you who can do it. 15 years. So the engineer says, but I'm retiring in 3 years. How can you give me a 15-year project? So the king says that, if you are able to just put the beginning right, if you can just put this beginning right in a period of 3 years, I will make sure my workers will follow your path and they will complete it in the entire 15 years. And the entire credit will be yours. So you can retire after 3 years. I will pay you for the entire 15-year mission. Then the king says, forget that. Whoever will use this bridge after, I'll pay you for that also. I just need you to work on this thing for 3 years. He says, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when things started happening, when he said, my ummah, the time of my ummah is only 60 to 63 years. He himself knew that what he meant is that his age is also going to end by 63. He was supposed to have that worry, I got a mission for the whole world. But Almighty Allah just wanted him, you start the mission. And we will bring people behind you who will complete it. But the entire completion will be yours. It will be a mission that will continue because the completion of Islam will end with the coming of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Dajjal will be killed. It might be over 1,500 years, this mission of Islam, when total deen in the entire world. But whatever work will happen is happening on his one movement. So when he said the age of my ummah is only 63, he knew that he's going at the age of 63. He's not going to go more than that. And already he was sitting close to 60. And still he wasn't seeing results. But for him it was that I only got a few years to do a work. That is why he was so calm. He wasn't worried. In here there's a lesson for the people of this ummah. To do the work of deen for the entire world for one man is impossible. But Almighty Allah gave everyone this ability that you only got 60 years in your life. And normally from 60 years, you only really become mature at the age of 40. Until there you're playing around, you got your friends, you're learning, you don't really know world. When the age of 40 comes, you're playing with 20 years. But if a contract can be given, then do some work for 20 years. For some people it's told, do some work for 4 years. For some people, do some work for 1 year. For some people it is, do the work one day only. But you will just start something. And we will bring an entire army behind you that will complete that mission. And everything will be yours. Just do it. This Nabi also mentioned, Man sanna sunnatan hasanatan. That Almighty Allah opened up a path. Whoever will initiate a practice that is good, he only has to start it. And then for him after that will be the reward of whoever will walk on that path. Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahimullah had a desire. He had a desire not to open a madrasa. Because Darulum Dioband, it troubled him that the entire Khilafat now collapsed. And the madaris of India were all broken. The cities of Delhi were empty of Darulums, madrasas. Now you have a thought. Your thought is, I need madrasas to go around the world. But how can one man, I don't even have the ability to visit another country. But their mind was this, that my job and my age doesn't allow me such a big thing. But I have been given a contract, you just do the blueprint. And we will bring someone behind you who will complete this, because our deen is always getting completed. So by the age of 40, he passed away. But ulama mentioned that by the age of 40, he only put the foundation of Darul Uloom Deoband. He said, let's teach this 1-2 books. He said, why don't you teach this here, you teach that. He thought a little, he hardly was in Deoband. Today they discussed that there was another scholar, another alim, a haji. Actually it was his land. His name is not even known so well. None of them had that amount of age to see the madrasa even becoming a fruit, a flower. They just had to put the blueprint. But the promise was there that we will bring that army behind you who will do it all. From there, me and you take inspiration. That whether you are an alim or a non-alim, you only have to start something. And then you can die. You only have to start something. And everyone must look at, before I die, I must start something of good. And if your mind is searching for that, you will go around the world and you will find that there's always an opportunity that they don't have this year. That's all. So I'm going to put up this. In your mind it will be, well, one really helped the issue. How does one building help the entire issue? It is no, you just put a blueprint, we will create an army behind you. Your student will come, his student will come, another 20 students will come, a day will come, it will become an entire empire. As for you, you only started it, but we will say you the one who did it all. And we have seen in history, one man, in recent times when you go in England today, they'll take the names of one person, said he came here. The one man did so much. And if that man had to be told, you have got a mission for this whole country, if the whole country, I can't even work in the house. All he had to do was make one step, blueprint. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ gave that. When the help of Allah will come, you will see people entering in floods in the deen of Allah. All you have to do is, you just start it. Allah tabarak ta'ala make in our life, every one of us, we are able to initiate something. Something unique. And if there is sincerity behind it, Allah's promise is we will create the army behind. The project will be completed. This man in his grave, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah showed me the nations of the past. Allah showed me the nations of the past. He said, I saw a Nabi and I saw one man with the Nabi. I saw a Nabi and I saw one man with the Nabi. Then in another place, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I saw the people of my ummah. One man and behind him an entire nation. One man and behind him an entire nation. It was put in the people of this ummah. You'll do a little and Allah will do the rest. But we must all, we only got that 60, 63 years. With our health, with our wealth, with our minds, never ever think that that is for the very great scholars. This إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ was a promise from Allah. That the help of Allah when it comes, and you will see the people entering into the deen of Allah. Meaning it's going to happen. Because it's going to happen, you put your share there also. Because then you can also sit one day and say, this entire empire is mine. The entire empire is mine. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make us from those. We initiated something with sincerity, and then the angel of death comes and says, time is up. But that man will not worry, because he says the work started. And everything just starts falling after that into place. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.